Morning, Jonathan, who will afternoon?
Showed so much attachment for the chanting of the holy name. He had so much nishtha in his Guru Maharaj, Sri Narad Muni. And because Sri Narad Maharaj was such a pure devotee, he could change others' hearts very, very easily. was always completely detached from all types of material sense enjoyment.
Very beginning in the womb of his mother, that because he received mercy from Srila Narada Muni,
without Guru nothing,
Guru
could be bona fide life. Disciple life
so because he received mercy from such high class gurus.
All you are hearing?
Because he received mercy from such high class guru as Sri Narada Muni. Though he was within the womb of his mother for 60,000 years, he was able to take in so much transcendental knowledge. And because of mercy that he received from his Gurudev, then he did not forget that transcendental knowledge. And when he was put through the test by his father, Hiranyakashipu, as Ranakabu mentioned then, he showed that he had this very strong Guru Nishtha. This strong Guru Nishtha, this was the mercy of his Gurudev. That Guru Nishtha means that the seed of that is coming from Sri Guru who is giving paramatic shraddha. Shraddha Shabde Vishvaska Hestudu Danishto Krishna Bhakti Kode Savakama Krita Hoy. That one has a very, very strong, determined resolve that no matter what happens, I will not give up service to my Gurudev and I will not give up the process of devotional service. So no matter if one is tortured in so many ways by the threefold miseries, that one has that resolve that I will not give up service to Gurudev.
I can give my life.
The example is Srila Haridas Thakur. That Srila Haridas Thakur, he was asked by one Mohammedan ruler that, oh, why you don't chant the name of Allah? Why you continue to chant the name of Krishna? Srila Haridas Thakur, he said, oh, because I have, I favor this name of Krishna. The Mohammedan ruler said, then I'll have to punish you severely. Then Srila Haridas Thakur, he said, that you may cut my body into thousands and thousands of pieces, but I will not give up chanting the holy name. You may cut my arms, but still, I will still chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. That you may cut my neck, but still, my Atma will still chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So Guru, he's giving this this seed of this type of nishtha to his disciple. What must be bona fide Guru?
This is nam nishtha, not Guru nishtha. Am I right?
Yes.
I want Guru nishtha, not Guru
nishtha. No nam nishtha.
So many examples are there of Guru Nishtha. I have heard, yes, I've heard from Srila Gurudev. I repeat one example, very prominent example, is when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada, he was preaching very strongly in Navadvip Dham, that one who has received initiation from bona fide spiritual master, just as bell metal can be turned to gold by alchemical process,
alchemical,
then regardless of one's position in society, that person can be topmost Brahmin, he can be Vaishnava. So then, the many caste Brahmins, they took offense. And they made some plan how they would create so much problems for Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. To the point that they wanted even to take his life. So during Sri Navadvip Parikram, Srila Prabhupada had the Parikram party at Paramatala. And then, very suddenly, group of people, they started to throw bottles with soda water. With soda water, hot water, stones, all types of very dangerous objects. And the object was that they wanted to do such a heinous activity as to take the life of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta
Prabhupada.
Immediately, all the devotees that were around, thousands of devotees, the immediate reaction was they just started to run to save their lives. But there was one devotee who, not thinking of his own welfare, but because of his deep mood of love and affection for his Gurudev, he's having that mood that his Gurudev was more dear to him than his own very life. So his spontaneous thought was, how to save my Gurudev. Immediately he took Srila
Prabhupada.
And though he is disciple, he is taking the, in serving Srila Prabhupada, he is taking the position of taking Srila Prabhupada into the house of one, somebody that he knew. And in this way, he took his white cloth and he gave to Srila
Prabhupada.
And he took Srila Prabhupada's sannyas vesh and he put on. And then he had Srila Prabhupada sent very safely back to Mayapur. And then he in the sannyas cloth, then he also escaped. So this is prime example of Guru Nishtha. That one is able to give one's life. Also, as Radhanath Prabhu has explained, that Sri Prahlad Maharaj, though he was tormented by his father, he did not change his resolve, but at the same time he was always very, very meek and humble. He was never arrogant.
Nunca fue arrogante.
He was never proud.
Nunca fue orgulloso.
He was always self-controlled.
Siempre controlaba sus sentidos.
And he was always absorbed in hearing and chanting.
Siempre estaba absorto en escuchar y cantar las voces del Señor.
He has shown us, he has explained to us, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevam Acham Vadam Dasam Sakyam Atman Vedanam.
Él explicó, él dijo este verso.
But he has explained that before we can actually engage in bhakti, that first we must surrender to Vishnu. But there are two Vishnus, Ashraya Bhagavan and Vishaya
Bhagavan.
That first Ashraya Bhagavan is Sri Guru. That we must first surrender to Gurudev.
Primero tenemos que rendirnos a Gurudev.
We must take up the process of Sharanagati.
Debemos adoptar el proceso de Sharanagati.
Anukuryasa Sankapa Patikuryasa Vajanam Rakshishatiti Vishvasho Gopite Varanam Tutam. That taking these sixfold processes of Sharanagati, then offering ourselves to Gurudev.
Todas estas prácticas de Sharanagati, Sharanagati,
that if we have not offered ourselves, our body, our mind, our words, and our hearts to Gurudev, then our hearing and chanting will not be bhakti. But by offering ourselves to the lotus feet of Sri Guru, giving all the love and affection that we have in this world, offering at the lotus feet of Gurudev, then by His mercy, then that paramatic shraddha, it will be sown within the heart. That heart which has been fertilized by Sharanagati. And then bhakti will begin.
Entonces debemos
try always,
tratar siempre,
not word by word,
no,
not after you send that. So, wish to follow the path as you are told, as you are told. As we bring this to our heart,
Tú te puedes dar un tratar de seguir la palabra de Raj, lo fuerte que era, aquí no, y tú viste que tú viste que tenía que yo tenía, y humildad, humildad, ya que.
Never told anything to his father, but when his father asked anything, oh, he never feared. Only we told what was true. Most true. Only we.
He nunca le replicó a su padre. Cuando su padre le preguntaba, él le respondía a su padre la verdad, porque constituía la verdad.
And his father asked, what you have learned in your Guru class. And then he boldly told Asurubhat Vejina.
That's when the Padre preguntó que has aprendido en Guru Guru, Bala Maharaj, muy osadamente, le respondió, he aprendido.
I've learned this.
Yo he aprendido esto.
I've learned that is we'll have to give up this bad family life. And we'll have to follow association of high class of nation. Forest means Lavan or high class of association. His worldly, family life is like poison.
Entonces, el orden le dijo a su padre que tenía que abandonar esta horrible vida familiar y que tenía que conseguir esa relación de modo sumamente elevado y que debería ir a un bosque con ellos,
como
especialmente el bosque como brindado.
What is wealth? But that wealth, blind wealth, you. What is blind?
Greham Nakupa.
What is that? You should speak in your mind.
Dari Mishraya.
Señor Padre, lo que yo he aprendido de su maestro espiritual es que las personas que están muy apegadas al discurso espiritual, que han aceptado como real el cuerpo material y la posición material, están simplemente sumidas en un pozo que está vacío, que no tiene agua. Este pozo duro, sin agua, esto es la vida familiar con apego. Nosotros debemos abandonar ese apego a la vida familiar y marcharnos al bosque. Los estudiantes decían, ¿qué significa marcharnos al bosque? Significa aceptar la asociación de estados superiores, Amabao, Kainab, y a tomar su refugio. Harima Suelta, tomar el refugio de Sidari, no sé si va a tomar.
Had he told about wealth?
Yes.
Tiger?
Yes.
What is tiger? What are snakes? What are the branches? And what are the bees? What is honey? To settle that also.
Muchas veces nos ha relatado una historia que ilustra exactamente qué significa este oscuro pozo, ¿no? Este pozo vacío que no tiene agua. Una vez, en un bosque, en una selva muy espesa, se encontraba una persona que repentinamente escuchó detrás de sí el rugido de un tigre. Inmediatamente, para salvar su vida, él huyó, salió corriendo. Y el tigre venía persiguiéndolo, rugiéndolo, y este hombre estaba muy asustado. Pero repentinamente había un pozo, había un agujero que estaba cubierto con maleza, y como estaba asustado, huyendo y era oscuro, cayó al pozo, a ese agujero. Cuando iba cayendo, se aferró a dos ramas que estaban en el pozo. Y el tigre se acercó, llegó ahí, comenzó, se asomó y comenzó a rugir fuertemente. Y el hombre estaba asustado, aferrado fuertemente a estas dos ramas. Pero repentinamente mirando hacia arriba, viendo al tigre, había en una rama, con el movimiento de estas ramas donde él estaba aferrado, en una de las ramas del árbol, había un panal de abejas. De ese panal de abejas estaba goteando miel. Mientras goteaba la miel, también habían unas ratas que estaban mordiendo las ramas a las cuales él estaba aferrado. Pero él, en un momento, cuando vio la miel, las gotas de miel cayendo, hizo un esfuerzo incluso hacia un lado, sacando la lengua, ¿no?, para probar la miel. En el fondo del pozo, además, habían unas serpientes amenazándolo. Arriba el tigre. Las abajo las serpientes, las ratas comiendo las ramas. También esas abejas mordiéndolo por todos lados, picándolo las abejas. Y por todos lados había peligro, pero cuando la gota de miel cayó, ¡oh, qué dulce! Y olvidó todo. Para él en ese momento no existía tigre,
no existían ratas, no existían serpientes, no existía tigre, no existía nada. Feliz, oh, qué dulce. ¿Mm? En ese momento olvidó todo. Pero si la Guru nos ha explicado que esa es la posición de la entidad viviente condicionada en este mundo, ¿qué representa cada una de estas cosas, de estos animales, de estos elementos que están aquí presentes? Tenemos las dos ramas. Las ramas representan la duración de nuestra vida, y las ratas, una blanca y una negra, están mordiendo las ramas. Una negra y una blanca, el día y la noche. ¿Mm? Las serpientes representan los graves problemas que tenemos constantemente en este mundo. Si la Gurudev nos explica que pensamos, a veces tenemos un problema y pensamos, oh, cuando resuelva este problema, seré feliz. Pero no es así, porque cuando resolvemos un problema, no solo viene uno más, vienen 10 o 20 más. ¿Mm? Y así que nuestra vida se va acortando. Cada día y cada noche que pasa, nuestra vida es más corta. Y el tigre arriba que está amenazándolo representa la muerte, que siempre está sobre nosotros, como una espada de Damocles. En cualquier momento podemos morir. ¿Y qué es la miel? La miel, esa gota insignificante de miel, solo representa la vida familiar llena de apegos. Cuando llegamos a casa y tenemos nuestra esposa, nos recibe, oh, mi amor, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo fue el día? Los niños, va, 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 en su lenguaje entrecortado, va, 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 y nos abraza. Eso representa esa gota de miel. Entonces, por una pequeña gota de miel, por un pequeño minuto de felicidad, nosotros hemos olvidado nuestra verdadera objeto en esta vida. Banam gatoyat hari masrayata, que debemos marcharnos al bosque. Pero bosque significa no cualquier bosque. Bosque significa Brindavan, y Brindavan significa Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, la asociación de un guru, Uttama Bhava Vaishnav, de la más alto nivel, como explicaba Srimad Asa Maharaj ayer, un guru de la posición Bhavat Vasat Deha Prapta, alguien que puede otorgar prem en un instante.
All the books written by Goswami, everywhere, Sadhu Sangha, association. I think that platform of bhakti is
all those heroes, those Puranas, Puranas, those heroes of Goswami, enfatizan este punto de Sadhu Sangha.
I know that when Swamiji, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, left his body, physical time came. He has written everywhere in his book, always be in high class of But they could not follow. They thought that in this world we are only high class of existence. There is none more than us. And they left the associates. Critical part. And all began to fall.
Entonces esos discípulos de la Prabhupada no siguieron esta energía. Ellos pensaron en que ellos sí mismos más elevados y nada no había. Otros devotos estaban caros. Y a causa de eso, de no obedecer a la Prabhupada, ellos empezaron a caer con una sociedad que no había.
You should not forget that all the Vaishnavas who are superior than me, superior than all, he is my guru. All are guru. It is not the thing that only who has associated with only his guru, his theory is wrong. We should try to know what is Guru Tattva. Parikshit went to Subhadevi Swami. Was he Guru? Never. But he received the high class of him, Gopi Prem. No matter, he is not initiating Guru. Anyone, high class of you. If your guru is Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, very good. Otherwise you should try to give respect to all Vaishnavas in the level of your guru. Or even, not even in that. So, even, but you have to honor.
Dijo que uno debe siempre, brevemente, de que todos los Vaishnavas son superiores, de un nivel superior al nuestro, son nuestros gurús, y que debemos respetar, y que no debemos de pensar de que solo nuestro gurú es el único logro. Realmente, una persona que tenga, ya sea un Siksha Guru, un Diksha Guru, está bien que lo tenga. Pero si alguien está en una posición superior, como en el caso de que Parikshit Mahārāja escuchó a Sukadeva Goswami, ¿acaso Sukadeva era su guru iniciador? No. Pero a cambio de recibir las enseñanzas de Sukadeva, él recibió la cosa más elevada, Krishna
Prem.
Entonces, debemos siempre recordar que lo importante es.
But who are his guru there? Anyone can tell who was his own guru? Who has initiated him? Who? Huh? Who?
New Purang. Yes. But you ask
him,
¿quién inició a Parikshit Mahārāja?
A Parikshit Mahārāja. Entonces Radharā dijo Kripacharya. Entonces, Śrīla Gurudev hizo un tono bromista el comentario de que él es un discípulo de Kripacharya.
Ok.
You are all understanding something?
¿Están entendiendo algo?
Digan
sí.
So, Swamiji told his disciple all. Honor all. But if anyone is honoring his own Diksha Guru, but not his God brothers or anyone, He may not meet Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and others. What is this? They said, you often can't give him that. He must go back.
Srila Prabhupada dijo a sus discípulos que honrar, que respetar todos los Vaishnavas. Pero si uno simplemente se dedica a glorificar, a honrar a su guru,
a
su diksha guru, entonces, y no, especialmente, no honra a los hermanos espirituales ni a su maestro espiritual, eso está incorrecto. Si, él también hizo el comentario de que si no se respeta a algunos de la talla de Rupa Goswami, de Raghunath Das Goswami, entonces
la caída es prominente.
Te van a caer y pero el hijo también. ¿Qué es este? ¿Qué es esto? ¿Qué tontería es esto?
Can anyone tell that who was the Diksha Guru of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? But he has done pranam to six his Diksha Guru, not Diksha Guru. His Diksha Guru of Rupa Sanatana Bhattara
Sanatana
Dechai Moya Diksha Guru Tare Kori Koti Koti Pranam. Who is Diksha Guru? Who is Guru, actually? By the association and the teaching of that person, we can develop our Krishna consciousness for this reality. A person is giving Diksha, mantra, but he cannot help. He cannot help. He is not so much helpful. He can honor. But really, a guru is a guru who can develop our Krishna. And he can give up us, our soul, in the Lord feet of Radha and Krishna, go with him. Go with him. Really. And this is called Bhagavad Parampara.
Okay. Sri Diksha Guru.
Very strongly you put
like no, nunca menciona el nombre de Sri Diksha Guru. Sin embargo, al final de cada capítulo de Sita Charita glorifica a sus seis Diksha Guru, Sri Rupa, Sanatana Bhattara, Raghunath, Sri Gopala, Raghunath. Así que él glorifica siempre a sus Diksha Guru. ¿Quién es Guru? ¿Quién es Guru? La persona...
Mediante sus estudios, instila la conciencia de Krishna en nuestro corazón. Si el Diksha Guru no nos da esta ayuda, entonces yo esto es, se llama Bhagavad Parampara. O sea, buscar la situación de nosotros, que aunque no sea nuestro Diksha Guru, de Siksha, mediante la situación, podemos desarrollar con nuestra conciencia de Krishna. Así, y que puede llevar nuestra alma a los pies del loto, sin mirar a Krishna, sin mirar a Krishna.
Why did anyone not to go to higher association for their the disciple of Hiranyaka Sipu and Nirvana?
El que te diga no debes ir a el que te diga que no debes ir buscar la asociación de devotos altamente avanzados, esos son discípulos de Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu.
And today is their disappearance day.
Have to be like non-law.
There was
To be his disciple even, but he used to be so much love and affection and honor like God. I cannot call it all.
Él entonces, él no se sentía calificado para ser incluso discípulo de Chila Prabhupada. Pero Chila Prabhupada le profesaba él tanto cariño y respeto que
lo trataba como su
hermano. Lo trataba como su hermano espiritual.
Shut up. Sin austeridad no podemos obtener ningún tipo de beneficio.
So we only have to fast 3 days a year.
Entonces solamente tenemos que ayunar 3 veces al año.
Krishna's appearance day.
El día de la aparición de Krishna.
We have to fast till midnight.
Tenemos que ayunar hasta la medianoche.
Krishna is a little hard.
Krishna es un poco duro.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more kind. Only have to fast till sunset.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu es más bueno. Solamente tenemos que ayunar hasta que se oculta el sol.
And Radharani is more kind because no need fasting.
Y Radharani es más buena porque no se necesita ayunar.
Today necessary fasting is assuming of appearance though.
Pero hoy en la vida de la aparición de Sri Singha es necesario ayunar.
So try, best is fasting when the sun sets. That time Rani Kasipu, Srimadev killing Rani Kasipu that time.
So tratar de ayunar hasta que el sol se oculte, que es en el tiempo en que Srimadev mató a Hirani Kasipu donde lo desgarró.
Today also not drinking anything till night time.
Hoy tampoco hay que tomar nada hasta el anochecer.
Then you get mercy of Srimadev.
Entonces podemos obtener la misericordia de Srimadev de otra forma, no es posible.
So, greed is the motivating principle in this world.
Entonces, ansiedad o deseo es el principal anhelo que tenemos de tener en este mundo.
Without greed, no one doing anything.
Sin este anhelo no podemos hacer nada.
Why are we chanting, hearing, remembering? This is due to greed.
¿Por qué cantamos y escuchamos y recordamos? Es solamente porque tenemos el anhelo.
So greed is situated in the heart of every living entity.
Y que ese anhelo está situado en el corazón de todas las entidades vivientes.
That is called rag. Absorption. Desire. Greed.
A eso se le llama rag. Absorción. Deseo. Anhelo.
That greed is inherent in every single atma.
Ese deseo está heredado en todas las entidades vivientes.
Now that greed is turn towards material things, so we are suffering the mind.
Entonces, como no somos anheladores, estamos ahora sufriendo la existencia material, Maya.
When the heart is purified, that pure greed will be directed towards the feet of the Supreme Lord.
Cuando nuestro corazón sea purificado, entonces ese anhelo purificado va a llegar directamente al Señor Supremo.
So where does greed come from?
Entonces, ¿de dónde viene el anhelo?
Atma is a part of the Supreme Lord. That good.
Thus ends the class on the morning of the 25th of May 2002 in Mexico City. Appearance day of Sri Nrisimha Dev. Hare Krishna.